time, touchdowns and fumbles. Brought to you by The Simple Investor, making the world of real estate investment simple. And joining us, the principal at Broadway Strategy and Communications, Bob Reed. Good morning.
Morning, Jerry.
I said good morning instead of hi, Bob, because then I'd have to take a drink. Did you ever play that game?
Yeah, I didn't last too long.
All right. So here's the question we put out for touchdowns and fumbles today. Blue Jays pitcher Anthony Bass was told by the Blue Jays to speak to reporters to apologize for anti-pride posts he had forwarded on social media. And we were talking about whether it was the right move by the Blue Jays or not. Here's what Anthony Bass said.
I made a post that was hurtful to the pride community, which includes friends of mine and close family members of mine. And I am truly sorry for that. I just spoke with my teammates and shared with them my actions yesterday. I apologize with them. And as of right now, I'm using the Blue Jays resources to better educate myself, to make better decisions moving forward. The ballpark is for everybody. We include all fans at the ballpark, and we want to welcome everybody. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
So we asked, vote a touchdown if you thought it was the right communications play under the circumstances for the Jays to send them out there to give that apology. If you thought otherwise, the Jays blew it. They should have just concentrated on keeping their heads down, get on with baseball, and stop highlighting the issue. You would give them a fumble. And so, Bob, the vote total is in, and it is 56% fumble.
Wow, that's a way more narrow margin than I was expecting. So,
me too.
Just over half thought the Jays should have just let it go. Interesting. Let me break it down on the old chalkboard for you, Jerry. As you know, I've worked in issues management for years, and there's some standard math that you do in that role when something unexpectedly blows up. And the key questions that you ask are, do we, the organization in the hot seat, do we need to own this? Is this really our issue, or is this somebody else's problem to deal with? Second question, do we need to communicate further on this, or is it likely just to dissipate? Because if that's the case, you don't want to throw gasoline on a dying fire. Or is this going to continue to dog us until we do say something definitive or take some kind of clear action? Those are the key questions. For the Blue Jays dealing with the Anthony Bass situation, the answers were as follows. Yes. We need to own this as an organization. Even though Bass lit the fire, he represents our brand as the Toronto Blue Jays. So like it or not, we're in this thing. Yes, somebody needs to say something, but that somebody's going to be Anthony Bass, whether he likes it or not. And as for whether it will continue to dog the Blue Jays, well, here's the response from the crowd at the Rogers Center when Bass made his first appearance from the bullpen after all this went down.
Go back to Tampa!
Go back to Florida!
So will that continue? The Jays are in New York right now for a series with the Mets. Hard to say if the Boo Birds will return there. I expect we'll hear more noise when they're back in Toronto and he gets called out of the bullpen. But for how long? That's an open question. The editorial comments on this have been fast and furious, and the consensus view there seems to be, look, Bass is a kind of a middling player at best. He's not an essential part of the bullpen, yep. And the Jays should just dump him. Now, part of that, I think, is the cancel culture that we live in these days. But I think part of it as well is the fundamental reality that if you, whether you're a Major League Baseball player or you work the counter in a fast food restaurant, whoever you are in this day and age, if you go on social media, push some hot buttons, and create a problem for your employer in the process, your days are probably numbered because organizations are not going to stand by a public troublemaker and take the resulting hit to their brand reputation. And I don't care what your my tweets or my own disclaimer says that you put on your profile. As we've seen time and time again, none of that matters at the end of the day when it hits the fan. So back to the vote question. Did the Jays make the right move putting Bass out in front of the media? Absolutely. They had no choice. They could not go into the next game without some kind of statement being made. And it was the right move that it was Bass who spoke to it and not John Schneider, the manager, or somebody else, you know, higher up the food chain on his behalf. For what it's worth, as awkward as Bass's apology was, I thought it said some of the right things. But the consensus view out there, and I read what he said before I heard him say it, the view overall is it wasn't nearly strong enough, that it was kind of weak, you know. So in terms of the communications response strategy, the Jays get a touchdown. Putting him out there, having him address it was the right thing, but Bass gets a fumble for being a dumbass who got himself into trouble in the first place.
All right, moving on to another Anthony. Yep. Fury is furious.
He is. He was looking like Anthony Fury, of course, is a media columnist, and he's running for mayor of Toronto. He was looking like an also-ran for a while, but this past week, his polling numbers have ticked up significantly. He's now being included in the list of the top contenders, and a big part of that is due to his effective communications. He's good in the media, as you would expect from someone who works in the media, and he really got a boost this week when he did a campaign announcement saying he would put an end to the city of Toronto providing crack pipes to drug addicts in the name of harm reduction. And he told John Moore on News Talk 1010 in Toronto that people are really responding to that.
I'm talking with voters and commuters, and people heard what I said, and they're giving me the thumbs up. So I think the people want to talk more about whether or not their taxpayer dollars should be going towards City of Toronto branded crack pipes. And I think the vast majority of folks are saying no.
Now, this is not an issue that has shown up in the most important issue surveys of Toronto voters, but that doesn't mean that it's not one that doesn't get attention and reaction and headlines. And Anthony Fury knows how that works. He knows that controversial, polarizing issues are irresistible for media coverage. He also knows that carving out that issue for himself helps define him to voters. All of them are talking about the big issues, housing and transit and safe streets and stuff. But Anthony Fury is talking crack pipes. And for sure, it has prompted some to look into what he's all about. So it works. Fury has leveraged it well, regardless of what you think of the policy. In communications, it's a touchdown.
All right, let's wrap it up with Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Have you been watching it, Jerry?
I haven't, and everybody tells me I should.
Yeah, you should. It's been my favorite thing on TV in many years. It's one of those shows that makes you laugh your head off one minute and cry your eyes out the next. So I was sad to watch the finale on Wednesday. And don't worry, folks, I'm not going to spoil it if you haven't gotten there yet. But I was really surprised. There's been a lot of negative commentary about the finale and then the whole last season as a result. And I got to say, overall, I think the series, its overall message that, look, everybody's going through something. We should be kind to each other. Remember what's really important and don't sweat the small stuff. I thought they were true to that all the way through. Here's one of the classic Ted-isms for you, Jerry.
You know what the happiest animal on earth is? It's a goldfish. You know why?
No.
It's got a 10-second memory. Be a goldfish, Sam. Yeah?
Words to live by, Jerry.
Yep.
And to quote another series, it's gold, Jerry. So was it perfect? No. Did it remain true to its brand and its message? Absolutely. So, hey, Ted Lasso gets a touchdown from me.
For the entire series.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All around.
Okay.
All around.
Now you've made me put that on the list.
You won't be disappointed.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too, Jerry.
All right. Coming up, Chatter That Matters with Tony Chapman as we continue on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.